The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Tourism means big income for places that attract visitors. And in the age of cell phones, selfies come with them. However, a recent closure of Hanoi's Train Street has some tourists in Vietnam upset. Police have blocked off the Instagram-famous tracks for safety reasons. A narrow railway corridor in central Hanoi became a hotspot for visitors seeking the perfect holiday snap on the tracks, often dodging trains that rumble through every day. In recent months, crowds of tourists have gathered along the railway to snap selfies with passing trains or lounge at trackside cafes. It's the kind of shot every Instagram connoisseur yearns for. Century-old railway tracks cutting through dusty back streets flanked by tourists mere inches from the slow-moving trains. But the fun and selfies have come to an end. Vietnamese state media says a train had to make an emergency stop soon after leaving Hanoi railway station to avoid hitting tourists. A day later, the transport ministry ordered the cafes to shut, citing traffic safety concerns. Many tourists were frustrated with the situation and were turned away, vowing to come back later. In the first 9 months of this year, Vietnam received 12.87 million foreign visitors, up nearly 11% on the year, according to government data. Western Australia's growing aquaculture industry is revitalizing small tourist towns on the state's south coast. The regional government is looking to the sector to help fulfill its promise of creating 30,000 new regional jobs. Marine scientist Jake Poe grew up near Bremer Bay in Western Australia, and now he's returned as a production manager for the aquaculture company.
Most people that end up back working here are working on the family farms and that sort of thing, so to employ five marine scientists like 888 here does is pretty unheard of down this way.
Work in Bremer Bay is normally seasonal and relies on tourism, but permanent employment in aquaculture has boosted the economy. Abalone grown here is in demand in premium markets in Asia. The WA government has invested heavily in getting the industry afloat. Now it needs the backing of other coastal communities.
So we need regional development commissions, local government authorities, and local businesses as well, because local businesses are going to benefit from regional aquaculture.
A drafted strategic plan for aquaculture is awaiting ministerial approval and is expected to show other communities how they could reap the same benefits. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.